White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. January 8, 1895. Dear son Willie, we are all usually well. It was very windy yesterday. Today it is dark and cloudy and windy. I have been much troubled over the matter of Walling. I was passing through scenes last night of the devil's temptation to Christ. If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. If thou wilt worship me, the kingdoms of the world shall be thine. Luke 4, verse 3, 5-7. I am seeing the snare of Satan in even signing my name to any concession that Walling may propose. I cannot do it, Willie. I cannot do it. I have done my duty conscientiously in the fear and love of God to those children. If I had the whole matter to go over again under the trying circumstances, I could not do better than I have done. I walked in the counsel of God. I considered that they were the purchase of the blood of the only begotten Son of God, placed in my hands to mold and fashion their characters after the divine similitude. I did not hesitate at expense. I have in my ministration done for those children as I would have my own children treated were I removed by death. No, Willie, I cannot put my pen to trace even an if. I say I have not in any way prejudiced the children against their father. Before we made our trip to Europe, we had not any knowledge of Mr. Walling for 10 years. I did not even know that he was alive. And the children knew not from me that any trouble existed between Mr. Walling and your father and me. I cannot dissemble. I cannot dishonor my God, who has been my wisdom, my counselor in the guardianship of these children. I cast my burden upon the Lord, and moved in His love and fear, and in His name, and with an eye single to the glory of God, I have performed my duty. To put in an if, no, I will not dishonor God by making this concession, to subscribe with my pen that Mr. Walling is a worthy man, and has been a worthy man. I cannot do this. I cannot in the future thus present him in this light to his children. I will not make a mistake in this matter. I leave Mr. Walling with God. His children are of age to think and act for themselves. Having been brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, they know the character of an oath. And I only ask that they shall tell the truth, as if arrayed before the whole universe of heaven. I have nothing more that I can say. The children have received their knowledge of their father by his own attitude toward them while I was in Europe and after my return. I was sorry to have them feel as they did. I concede not one particle in this matter, for I shall dishonor God, whose servant I am, entrusted with a solemn, sacred work, as his witness. If this case comes into court, I cannot be there, however much I would be pleased to return to my home and live and die among my friends. I will not feel authorized to imperil my life by the long journey upon the steamer, unless the Lord shall send me. I will obey his voice and go anywhere he shall bid me go. But I cannot be drawn from my work by any device of the enemy. I put my trust in God, whose I am and whom I serve. I must not take my case in my own hands. As to the children, they may have to bear the humiliation of bearing testimony against their father. This we would have avoided if possible. Mother,